This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The future British relationship with the European Union is in doubt after Prime Minister Theresa May Monday put off a parliamentary vote on her plan for future relations with Brussels that appeared doomed to defeat in a vote Tuesday.
As a result, if we went ahead and held the vote tomorrow, the deal would be rejected by a significant margin. We will therefore defer the vote scheduled for tomorrow and not proceed to divide the House at this time.
She said she'll go back to the EU to seek reassurances over the future border between the Republic of Ireland, which remains in the 27-member bloc, and Northern Ireland. European Council President Donald Tusk said Brussels will neither renegotiate the withdrawal agreement or the Irish backstop. The Prime Minister plans to meet her Dutch counterpart and German Chancellor Angela Merkel Tuesday. During debate, British Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn called the situation extremely serious and unprecedented.
The government has lost control of events and is in complete disarray.
Yep. Yes.
It's been evident for weeks that the Prime Minister's deal did not have the confidence of this House.
That's right.
Yet she ploughed on regardless, reiterating, this is the only deal available.
Markets have reacted nervously, with the pound sterling falling to its lowest level in 18 months. The EU has extended sanctions against Congolese President Joseph Kabila's hand-picked successor just 2 weeks before the African country goes to the polls to elect a new leader. Travel bans and asset freezes are being maintained for a year against Emmanuel Ramazani Shadari and 13 others for obstructing the electoral process and a crackdown on protesters. Meanwhile, Congolese Dr. Denis Mukwege, co-recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize, warned Congo's election December 23rd could lead to conflict if it is deemed not free, fair, or peaceful. This is VOA News. In an address to the French nation late Monday, President Emmanuel Macron announced a wage hike, tax cuts, part of an economic incentive package aimed at quelling weeks of sometimes violent protests.
Ce fut d'abord la colère contre une taxe. Et le Premier ministre a apporté.
He said first it was anger over a fuel tax, and that was cancelled. But Mr. Macron said the anger is deeper and justified in many ways. He said it's the result of decades of malaise. Professor Dominique Moisy, special advisor at the Institut Montaigne think tank, said his words may not be enough.
It's the second act of his presidency that started tonight. The only question is whether it was not too late, and still whether it was not too little.
Weeks of protests have taken a toll on the French economy. Central Bank cut its fourth quarter growth forecast to 0.2% from 0.4%. A Canadian court will decide the fate of a top executive of the giant Chinese telecom Huawei, whose extradition is being sought by the U.S. related to sanctions violations. The case of 46-year-old Meng Wanzhou has angered China, comes at a time of trade tensions with Washington. Philip Levy, former Bush administration trade advisor, said the U.S. has had longstanding concerns over Huawei.
There are concerns that it's far too close to the Chinese government, to the Chinese Communist Party, and that it might take some actions if it gets involved in the U.S. communications backbone, which compromises the national security of the United States.
Meanwhile, U.S. and Chinese negotiators conversed by phone Tuesday on a timetable for trade talks to try to meet a March 1st deadline in defusing their tariff war. The U.S. announced it is sanctioning three North Korean officials, including a close advisor to leader Kim Jong-un, for rights violations and censorship. The sanctions include asset freezes under U.S. jurisdiction and a ban on transactions with U.S. citizens. Iraq Monday marked the first anniversary of the declaration of victory over Islamic State. It also began removing cement walls from areas surrounding Baghdad's fortified green zone. Lieutenant General Mohammed El-Bayati called it a great day with no boundaries and no badges needed. He said it will come to be called the Iraqi People's Zone. Israeli police shot and killed a Palestinian Tuesday attempting to ram his car into them near the West Bank city of Hebron. It followed late Sunday's attack on seven Israelis who were wounded in the West Bank. A UN conference on migration in Morocco adopted a non-binding accord to ensure safe, orderly, and humane migration. The meeting attended by representatives of over 160 countries, not the U.S. Wall Street ended Monday's session slightly higher following volatility in part over Brexit. The benchmark Dow Jones adding 34 points to 24,423. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.